Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Time for question and answer. You got a question? We have an answer for you. If you want to submit a question, you can do that at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Holly, we had a number of questions come in this week. Let's go with just down the list, see what we can get through.
Okay, so our first question is, how do I know the best way to tell when carrots are ready to harvest? I pulled one out. It's small. I don't want to keep doing that. What are some tips to figure that out?
Well, if the carrots are growing the way they should be growing, meaning most of the carrot body is under the ground, you want to just take and rake away some of the dirt on top of it, and then you can see what diameter your carrots are. Now, that doesn't mean that if your carrots are an inch and a half across, that they're going to be 8 or 9 inches long, like you would want them to be. So you want to keep that in mind. But if you have a good diameter, that's at least a good indication of maybe a time to at least pull a couple of the larger diameter ones and see what you're looking at. They will typically grow 60 to 70 days is the length of time to reach maturity, and go from there. That's the best information I can provide for you. What else we got here? I have seen people dig away from the bulbs of their onions in hopes that their onions will grow bigger. Is this necessary? Is there any truth to this action?
There's simply not. Onion size is determined by the variety, essentially. And digging them, okay, even if, say, you think you would get a bigger onion, digging around them is not going to make a difference. The key would be to have nice, loamy soil. That's going to help any root crop grow better when they have that option and availability to do so. So digging around the onions is not going to do anything, but it's up to the variety.
Right.
And yeah, there's some onions that are going to be smaller and some varieties that are just going to be bigger.
And it all determines on if you had a lot of water or not. If you didn't have a lot of water and the onion was stressed, it's not going to have a very large bulb. And if the soil was dense, it's not going to have a very large bulb. It's just not going to happen no matter how much soil you move around. So keep that in mind. Let's see here. How can I save celery seeds?
Sure. So celery is a biennial plant.
Yes.
And so what it does is it's going to put seeds out the second year. So if you want to save celery seeds, you just want to leave one of the plants there and the next year it'll come back with seeds.
Yeah. You can harvest some of the outer portions of the leaves or the stalks, but you want to leave that core intact, and you don't have to dig it up. You don't have to cover it. Just let it alone, and then next spring that thing will pop back up out of the cold depths of winter at the appropriate time, and it will put on a lot of seeds for you to save. And I think we grow a Utah celery, and it doesn't need to be blanched.
Right.
A couple of these varieties that can be grown in your backyard do not need to be blanched. Now, keep in mind, if you're growing celery in your backyard, it's not going to have the same structure as it would if you bought it from the grocery store. Different variety, different companies, different types of deals.
It's got a nice flavor if you like celery. I don't like celery, but if you like celery,
so that, yeah,
it does have a nice flavor.
It has a nice flavor, but I don't like it.
But I'm just saying that it's
right.
It's not as bland as store-bought. So here's another question. Is my zucchini plants are in a container. I moved them after two disastrous seasons in an ever-increasingly shady garden. There are three plants. They get flowers, and then sometimes a small zucchini comes along, and then it just falls off. What's going on?
Well, we've had that problem as well. We have this problem persistently early on in the season, and by late in the summer, we don't have the problem. Most of the time, if you're having this issue, it is because it's not being pollinated correctly, or you're not getting any pollination whatsoever. So you can hand pollinate when you see the male flowers come out, and then the female flowers will come out. That will, you can hand pollinate that way. A lot of people will misdiagnose this condition as being a blossom in rot, such as you would get on tomatoes. However, this is not necessarily the case because we water and our plants are hydrated fully. This is a lack of pollination problem. So try to bring the pollinators in. Pollinators just do not have to be bees. They can be wasps, they can be ants, they can be butterflies, they can be a lot of birds, they can be a lot of different things. But if you're having this issue, self-pollination might be the key to doing such.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.